Okay, I think we're ready to get back to it now and move on into the candidates for county commissioner. Before we introduce them and let them give you their presentations, you'll notice we have one blank seat down there for Mr. Clayton Roberts. And when it comes time for his introduction time, I'm going to read a statement he sent in. He unfortunately had a conflict he didn't feel like he could avoid. So we'll proceed apace with that and begin with Mr. Jeff Harding.
Good evening, folks. Thank you for being here tonight. Chamber, thank you for putting this forum on. I'm Jeff Harding. I'm running as a Republican candidate for the office of Mitchell County Commissioner. My wife and I live in Spruce Pine and been married for 40 years, and we're small business owners. Harding's Landscape and Maintenance has been there 36 years. Lakeview Nursery, now Lakeview Mercantile and Gardens, has been there 60 plus years, and we are proud to say we're a third generation owner. My wife and I are the proud parents of two grown sons, Jeff Jr. and Jameson Ted. We have two beautiful daughters, Chantel Joy and Lindsay Elizabeth, who are sixth graders at Harris Middle School. We currently have four grandchildren, Avery, Cannon, Autumn, Jeffrey III, or his nickname is Trip, and a baby girl on the way, which is going to give us a total of five. Folks, I'm committed to Mitchell County. That's why I've decided to run for a third term as a Mitchell County Commissioner. My current commission board has worked very hard for the last 12 to 15 months with goals and priorities. We've made a lot of progress in a short period of time. And one thing I'd like to say to everybody here, please go vote. If you don't express your opinion in the polls, you have no reason to complain what goes on in your community.
Mr. Howard Larson.
Well, I'd like to thank the chamber for putting on this event, and I'd like to thank all of you for coming out on this chilly evening. My wife and I have been in Mitchell County for 12 years. I met my wife 51 years ago. I was dating her older sister, and I happened to be there one night and noticed this other one. But anyway, and we started dating about 51 years ago. We've been married for 33 years. I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force. I spent majority of my professional career as a public educator. I believe all citizens have a responsibility to their community. And I have tried to fulfill my responsibility throughout my life in service, either in the Air Force, which I did volunteer. I didn't have anything to do with the draft number of 24. As a public educator, because you do make sacrifices. I know teachers are considered having an easy job, but you do make sacrifices if you choose education as a path. I would like to continue my service to the community, and since Mitchell County is now my community, I feel the easiest way for me to serve the broadest number of people is to run for public office. I'm not running because there's any major bad things in Mitchell County. I just think that maybe we need time for a different perspective, maybe some new thoughts. The gentleman on each side of me, I admire both. I consider Jeff Harding a friend. I know Steve, I know he's a very bright individual. I could not do his job, nor would I want to in science. But I just want to let people know that I'm here to serve. I want to listen to people. We will not always agree. And I will always be the first one to say, I will not always have the right answer. But I will be willing to listen to the public and change if necessary or adapt to meet the needs of this community and its citizens. Thank you.
Mr. Steve Pittman.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for coming out tonight. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to sit here. I've moved around a little bit, sorry. Here, up here. And that didn't work out. Sorry. We'll share here, Howard. Thank you, Bob. But yes, I'm very thankful to be able to come out here tonight and be with you guys. I grew up in Mitchell County. I'm 46 years old, lifelong resident. Jerry and Becky Pittman is my mom and dad. Grew up here in Bakersville. And, you know, I live in Spruce Pine now. I married Chastity Pittman. She sells insurance out at Farm Bureau. Got a little girl named Harper. She's 9 and goes to Deaton. I'm really thankful that I was able to come back home. I went to school at North Carolina State, got a degree in biological engineering, and got a job in McDowell County at Baxter. I'm currently the director of maintenance and engineering there. Really thankful to be able to make a living and live here in Mitchell County. I always assume that I'm the dumbest person in the room, and 90% of the time I'm right. The 10% I ain't, though, you know, I feel like there's always somebody a little smarter, and I think that's an advantage that I've got myself. I work good with people. I try to listen. Usually the right answer is just right in front of you. You just have to keep digging for it. I'm really enjoyed my 4-year term on the board. I've learned a lot. You know, I'll say this, I learned a lot about private tax dollars, let me say public tax dollars versus private tax dollars. You know, now I learned it the hard way, but I'm thankful that I did, and trying to make our county better is what I'm here for.
Okay, comments from Mr. Clayton Roberts, and I'm reading and quoting what he has to say. Says, good evening, I'm Clayton Roberts, and I reside in Bakersville with my wife Jessica and my two daughters, Addison Grace and Ansley May. My mom and dad are Charles and Alyssa Burleson. Unfortunately, I am unable to be with you tonight. My church has planned a free community fall bash at our family's venue, Burleson Park. This event has taken months of planning and requires lots of hands-on workers. I felt I couldn't let them down. If anyone would like to reach out to me with questions, I would love to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to serving the people of Mitchell County. On November the 8th, I hope you'll remember me when you cast your vote for County Commissioner, Clayton Roberts. Okay. And I'll try to keep a little better count on our questioning. We'll begin with our first question for Jeff Harding.
I think I'm off. Check. Thank you. Mr. Harding, the county got grant money for the new school, sheriff's office, and recreational center, but we all know that projects rarely stay on budget. What do you plan to do for funding when the projects go over budget?
First of all, let me say thank you to Mr. Dudley Green and Mr. Ralph Heiss for funneling almost $60 million into this county, which we desperately need. I'll speak on the Sheriff's Department first. We've needed a law enforcement center for over 20 years. This commission board took a long time looking at properties. We finally found what we consider the perfect property. With Mosley Architect doing our design, we are very comfortable that we can build our law enforcement center, state-of-the-art law enforcement center, for the $5 million budget. Number two, on the recreation complex, we applied and got the Parks and Recreation grant. The county matched that $500,000, but using no county taxpayer money. The third thing is the school system. The school system received $40 million to fund to build this school. Latest projected totals, we met with the superintendent on last month, was almost $48 million. Now, if all the money works out like is estimated, lottery money, sales tax money, the sale of the two schools, then the school system should be on budget. If lottery money fails, or if sales tax money doesn't come in as projected, if the schools don't sell for what they have estimated they will sell for, at the end of the day, no matter what this school building costs, Mitchell County and Mitchell County government and Mitchell County taxpayers are responsible for paying whatever debt that is over the grant money.
Thank you. Mr. Larson.
I'm not sure.
Here you go.
You're on. No, he's on.
I'm on? Oh, okay, I can't hear myself now. I don't know if I can add much to what Jeff just said. Projecting what if may happen is really hard to do. If it falls back to that the county does have to come up with additional money for capital expenditure on this new high school, there's going to have to be some serious thought, because we know the pain that has been felt this last year just with reassessment of reevaluation of property. If the county has to come back and say, well, evaluations are up and we need to add to our millage, there's going to be some resistance. So we need to start looking, I think, as a county, on what other possible funds are there out that we can bring into this county. I know we've talked about what can be done with the local mines as we watch tons of Mitchell County leave this county.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Pittman.
I'd just echo what Jeff said there. It's been very exciting. To give you an idea of how hard this board has worked, I was just sitting here in my head trying to add it up, and don't quote me on my number, but I would say we've met close to 30 times this year alone in 2022. For anybody that knows how much county governments typically meet, it's once a month. So usually you've got 12 meetings a year with a couple of special meetings in between. So this board has put, and this is a board that everyone works a full-time job, and we've spent many, many hours along with the staff over here, you know, planning and making sure that we're doing the right things with the money. The one thing I would say about about the $48 million for the school, that's a GMP, which is a guaranteed maximum price, which means there ain't going to be an overrun. They can't, the contract, if I remember correctly when we were talking, that's a price that is guaranteed, so there won't be any overruns. There's also a 10% contingency there, $4.8 million if there is any kind of issues. So, you know, I'm very confident that we'll be able to meet that.
Thank you. Question number two from Mr. Larson.
Our county is steadily losing population. What would you do as a commissioner to try to reverse that trend?
We need, to keep people and to attract people to Mitchell County, we have to do something that makes it attractive. 40 years ago, when I started spending more time in the mountains here up in Avery County with my wife's family, Spruce Pine was the center of where you went. Our first bedroom set we bought, we lived in Florida at the time, we bought it at Howell's Furniture on Upper Street. Had it shipped to Florida. It was cheaper than buying it there. My wife used to come up and buy her business suits here. So we need to establish Mitchell County as being a center again. Industry is not going to come back. The mills aren't coming back. So we have to look at what is available here. I think the first thing we need to look at is what is already in this county and what can be done to build upon that. We have some very interesting industries here already. We also need to look at the expansion of tourism. I know a lot of people are not into tourism because it is a service industry.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Pittman.
Could you repeat the question?
Yes, sir. Our county is steadily losing population. What would you do as a commissioner to try to reverse that trend?
So as a commissioner, I think it's our duty to provide as many services as we can for our local residents. You know, I agree. I don't know that industry is coming back, but I do think we need to support what industry we do have here. We need to take advantage of the new highways that's just been brought right to our doorstep over here in Spruce Pine. A lot of folks are making commutes to Asheville and Weaverville and different places. And, you know, I think we have to support that as a county by going to work with Dudley, work with Route to get better internet so people can do things from their homes. Can be connected to when they need to be connected. We've also, as a board, just recently voted in a travel and tourism board that's going to help, you know, help manage our travel here in the county. I think that's a long overdue board that's going to be instrumental in helping us develop tourism for our local residents.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Harding.
One of our goals that this commission board set forth at one of our meetings, and our number one goal was to promote Mitchell County. Well, we're in the process of promoting Mitchell County. After 7 years, we have a travel and tourism board. Well, that will make the surrounding areas aware of what Mitchell County has to offer. One thing that we need to work on in the future and is on our list is availability high-speed internet to all the citizens of Mitchell County. That not only affects education, but it encourages people to move, live here, work from home. And one thing that we're already in the process of doing is this recreation complex. Because a study showed several years ago, if you want to recruit industry, if you want to recruit families to move to your area, these three in the top five, education, hospital or health, and recreation. So we have worked very hard and very diligent to recruit and promote this county.
Okay, thank you. Question number three. Okay.
One thing I would say to add to that, Jeff, too, is our children. I think that's the most important resource we've got in Mitchell County, and we have to invest in them in every way possible. You know, if that's volunteering your time to give back to them, if it's partnering with Malin to help develop trades, you know, I'm working through my current job to try to build a welding partnership so that we are starting to develop people coming straight out of high school that we can hire straight to, you know, certain jobs within, and not, it's not just where I work, but any of the local industry that can use that type of skill. You know, so I want to say that I believe we've got some of the finest teachers in Mitchell County and in North Carolina sitting right here in Mitchell County, and you know, we need to support them and really lean on them and understand what the needs are in the industry of the area, and make sure we're doing everything we can to support that.
Thank you, sir.
Clayton's is laying down there if you want to use it.
Yeah, let's give him up.
Jeff's already contriving to trade out of it. Leave those alone. Opportunist. Well, maybe that is a good trade in a politician. No, I digress. We're ready for question number three. Will be directed to Steve Pittman.
Mr. Pittman, do you think that the huge property tax increase in the worst economy since 2008 was justified, and why?
I did not like it at all, because I was my own personal taxes went up over $120,000. So it's a very unfortunate that, you know, we look at a period that as a county, the state requires you to do every 8 years reevaluation. As a county, we selected to do that every 4 years, so that we're kind of going with the real estate market, and we're not getting locked into if we were following the state guidelines and just doing it every eight, we would be locked into what we currently are for the next 8 years. So by doing it every 4 years, we kind of go with the real estate market. So the current tax evaluation basically looked at homes sold in Mitchell County from October of 21 through, let me say that right, no, October of 2020 through October of 21, and that, don't quote my months, but basically in that year. And unfortunately, we folks that were selling were very
thank happy. You, Steve.
What's up, Bob?
This microphone's got a mind of its own over here. But it's your turn to respond to that question.
Tough question, honest answer. No, not justified. The reval is required by the state of North Carolina, and we must follow those rules. The reval couldn't have come at a worse time, folks, for us. COVID hit. People are leaving the cities. They're paying twice and three times as much for property and homes than what they're valued. It affected everybody in the county. I've chose to live in the city limits of Spruce Pine. So I get to pay double tax. I get to pay city tax and county tax. So I feel the effect. I feel for the people that this has affected. And we have, as commissioners, talked of every and looked at every possibility that we could look at to help with this. But let me say, we did reduce the tax rate 2 cents.
Okay. Mr. Larson.
The evaluation, unfortunately, has happened at a really bad time. Again, as Mr. Pittman said, in 4 years, hopefully it will either our value, the property value will catch up, or the economy will catch up with the property value, or there will be a reevaluation down a bit. We need, as a county, I think, to start looking at alternative tax sources, which I know are very limited on a county level. But we need to make sure we're getting money in for also. The last thing we need to look at is a property tax. I am pleased that the commission was able to lower the tax rate by 2 cents. I'm glad they didn't lower the fire tax, because I think that is something we need as a county to really start looking at for down the road. Probably maybe after my time, but in the future, we're going to be suffering severe tax challenges if we don't address our volunteer fire department needs in this county. And it's not just the Mitchell problem, it's a nationwide problem.
Okay, thank you. We're ready now for question number 4, which will be directed initially to Mr. Harding.
Blue Ridge Regional Hospital has lost services under HCA. How would you, as a commissioner, keep informed about the hospital, and what would you do to ensure that Blue Ridge retains all services?
I would love to say that we as county government could put pressure on the hospital system. Regrettably, we cannot put any pressure on this independent hospital chain. Our resource would be our local elected officials that represent us in Raleigh. Mr. Green, Mr. Heiss, the ones in the surrounding districts, to encourage the Attorney General to put pressure on this system. Healthcare is very needed in this small community, in a regional community. It's a crying shame that we no longer are able to do labor and delivery within our county, that they must travel at least to McDowell County, Watauga, or Buncombe County. So I really don't have an answer for that.
Thank you.
Well, I wish my wife was up here. She knows this topic backwards and forward. Healthcare, it's critical. If we're going to see a county grow, industry or anything, one with a large employment, is not going to come here if we're losing medical services. I do think the county could be doing something right now. I do not know the names of the cities, but I believe there is one county and two municipalities that filed suit against HCA for their practices since Mission is coming over. And we need to address and really start jumping on, again, the Attorney General's office and directly to HCA, because we need labor and delivery back in this community. And that is not because of we didn't lose it because of the reasons given, in my opinion, because they had already funded the expansion for McDowell Hospital for labor and delivery before they told us that we weren't meeting our standards. So we, as a county, I think there is more we can do.
Thank you. Mr. Pittman.
We're in year, I think this is beginning of year 3 of a 10-year deal, but that basically the HCA can't close that hospital or do anything. And so just from talking to folks out there and from what I used to do, it sounds like in my old job in operational excellence and actually looking at efficiencies and things, to me, they, you know, it seems like they're just cutting services left and right that's not making any money. They're moving all that stuff to McDowell Hospital. They've got the labor and delivery. And what it looks like to me is that HCA will close that hospital any way they can if it's not bringing them in money. I've talked to the former controller out there. I know that hospital was very profitable when it was ran through Mission. I think it's going to take the community coming together and figuring out a way to purchase that and staff it. And I don't know how that works, but, you know.
Thank you.
I'll give you my little card.
Okay.
This, I read an article about a little community about like us in Idaho that that basically this happened to the same thing. They come in, they bought their hospital, they were going to close it. The community banded together and really started recruiting, you know, folks to come into rural areas to practice medicine, offered them, you know, some pretty nice benefits. And the community bought that hospital and community ran the hospital, and it's actually a thriving hospital there. And I can't remember the area. I know it was in Idaho, but, you know, I think it's going to come down to something like that for Mitchell County and how we figure that out.
Okay. Mr. Larson?
To add to that, when the Attorney General's office started looking into the HCA mission transfer of ownership, there is a local group here that really came to force and helped raise the money and hired, I believe, somebody yell in the back if I'm wrong, the former governor of Missouri who had dealt with HCA and the same type situation, and had him come up and speak. They worked with the Attorney General's office on what needed to be in that contract. And I'm sure there's a lot of things they've missed, but there are a lot of things got added because of the efforts of local people I know in Mitchell and Yancey County. And they weren't the sole effort, but just locally, we can make a difference, but we gotta get up and make some noise. And it needs to be from the government, the citizenship, everyone. We need to be jumping up and letting them know that we need local health care to expand, and we are willing to fight to protect it.
Thank you. Okay, we're ready for question number 5, and this will be directed to you, Mr. Larson.
What is the biggest issue facing Mitchell County, and what are your plans to address that issue?
The biggest issue of addressing, I see a lot of big issues addressing Mitchell in all small rural counties. One is, we already discussed, how do we keep young people here and attract new people, and also then maintain the quality of life that we all live here for? We need to establish, as Mr. Harding has talked with the recreation, we need to start building recreational facilities. We need to have a cultural center, not a center, I misplaced there. We need to start developing cultural activities that will entice businesses to want to come to Mitchell. We need to work on another big problem. I'll go back to the fire departments. Right now we have 9 fire districts. 3 of them are high performing districts. The rest are doing the best they can, and we need to address it, because when you go to a firefighters meeting, you're going to see a bunch of gentlemen not looking like Steve. They're going to be looking like Jeff and I. They're graying out.
Thank you. Steve?
I think the biggest issue, Howard, I don't disagree with what you said there. I think our biggest issue is, how do we keep our number one resource, which is our kids, active in this community, staying here, give them places to work, that they don't have to move off to Charlotte, Raleigh, and you know, leave this beautiful place behind, because I think we're very blessed to live here. You know, and I just want to make sure that my daughter's got and your daughter and son have got the same opportunity as I had when I came out. You know, I had a choice if I wanted to go somewhere else or come back, and luckily I was able to come back here. So, you know, I want to do everything I can to help, you know, build Mitchell County up and make it continue the great as it always has been. And you're right, Howard. I think there's only, Ashley, I see you back there, but I think we've got 160 some volunteer firemen within the county, and you know, they're not getting any younger. So we should work with our fire departments and understand their needs and really, really try to get people interested in it, because you're right, the cost is not astronomical if they wasn't volunteering.
Okay, Mr. Harding.
Well, I think good points have been made so far by Howard and Steve. You know, we've mentioned our number one asset, and that's our children and our people. How do we retain them to stay here? How do we keep them here? What can we offer them to stay here? I think it comes through education. It comes through the community college to teach them a trait that they can use to be employed here. I think we have to have high-speed internet. We've mentioned health care, and I'm sure we've mentioned our fire and rescue services. Our guys are aging out. Young people are not as prone to want to be a volunteer fireman anymore. So there are major issues. There's not just one, but there are major issues, and there's going to be a lot of discussion and a lot of work to address these.
Okay. We're ready now for question number 6, and given our time, I think this will be our last question. And that will be addressed to Mr. Pittman.
Do you feel our county has a strong budget plan and solid long-term goals? And the second part of the question is, please explain why or why not, what is one thing you would change?
I think we've got a very, very strong plan. You know, the first thing we did as a board is sit down and have a goals meeting. And so each of the commissioners, you know, put, you know, goals out there, where it be, you know, short-term goals or long-term goals for the county. And you know, we could pull those, I could get that sheet and show each and every one of you that we're executing to those goals. You know, I'm super excited to that we've got a law enforcement center coming together that's going to come in under budget, that's going to be in a wonderful facility over here that are, you know, 25 years overdue. I'm very excited that we were able to lower the tax rate, and by lowering the tax rate, we're actually putting, you know, some back in our general fund. So, you know, I think we're being responsible, and I'm excited to where this board is going.
Mr. Harding.
Number one, I think this commission board has done a great job in budgeting. We currently have a 23% fund balance, and we've accomplished a lot of things with that. All of our department heads and our agencies came in under their requested budget this year. As far as our plans and our policies and looking for future growth, like Steve said, we sat down and we created goals and a needs list. So far, folks, we've accomplished 4 of those, which are huge. Number one, promote Mitchell County. We did that with new signage to every major entrance to Mitchell County. After 7 years, we have a travel and tourism board. The second thing we've done, and we did this before we knew that we were going to get grant money from the state. Our second priority was a new law enforcement center that was 20 years overdue, because it was an embarrassment for our folks to work in the facility they had to work in. The third thing that we have done, we have created a recreation complex. It's a multi-use sports complex for every age, every citizen in Mitchell County, without using any tax dollars. We currently have $1 million Parks and Rec grant and commitment from Mitchell County government. Number two, we have a $2 million grant from the state of North Carolina, which gives us $3 million for my $5 million project. I think we can raise that money. Another goal of the County Commission Board was to work along with the Board of Education to see this new school become a reality. This process has been happening since 2018, and now it's 2022. So I'm very pleased at what this board has done, and I'm very pleased at the financial status that the county's in.
Thank you. Mr. Larson?
Well, before I start, I want Jeff or Steve to jump in, because some of the things I may be saying may already be out there and I'm not aware of it. I do think we need to look at, have all our departments in the county do their own needs assessment, set their objectives for short-term, long-term, and mid-term goals. May that be 1 year, 3 years, or 10 years out. And I'd like to see the board, the commissioners, sit down with these department heads, look at these objectives, come out with a published plan, not something set in concrete, because all good plans need to be flexible and change, and have that plan available for the public to come in and provide input on. I think that's going to be necessary for any operation of any business or county government. So we need to have these plans in place and ready. And I think I commend the commission getting up the reserve fund up to 23%, you said, Jeff?
Yes.
And I believe by Mr. Green's, it should be up.
Don't push it. All right, that ends our time of questioning, because we do have our school board forum to get in place. So now we're at the time for our closing statements. And Mr. Larson, since you were on a roll there with your ending, I'll let you begin the closing statement.
Well, I'm glad to be here and to speak to you. Since I know some of you know that I'm usually put up by the Democratic Party as a candidate, and I enjoy running, and I've made some really good friends. I can look in this audience here, and there's some people that I would not have known without running. And they provide a lot of input and insight to what I'm thinking that we need to do in the county. I'm not going to sit here and say I can do anything better than Mr. Pittman or Mr. Harding, because I think they do a pretty good job. I do think that my perspective may be slightly different, because I am an outsider. I was not raised in Mitchell County. I've spent my career in public service and was given credit as being as public servant bureaucrat, as being one that would think out of the box. And I think we need some of that, because we have to be creative. We're in a small county. No matter what we do, our budget's going to be limited, because from 16,000 people, I don't care how hard you squeeze them, there's only so much money. So we have to be on top of our game and active, making sure that we're spending every nickel we get responsibly, and not spending money or hoarding money away in any fund or on any project just because we have some extra cash. I'm just hope you all can vote for me in November. I know I'm sitting here with a disadvantage, because we all know about those Democrats. And I just want to know, when it comes to it, I'm pretty conservative at times, and I'm pretty liberal at times. And I used to be and was raised a Republican. Both my sisters were Goldwater girls. And I won't tell you what drove me away from the party, but I still have a lot of my values are traditional, what I consider traditional conservative American values. And that's what I want to see us all work together. And I know with we can.
Okay, Steve.
I'd just like to say thank you for coming out. Like I say, it's a pleasure to see everybody out here, that people that I know care about the county, and just like myself. And it's a privilege to get to set up here and actually talk to you guys. And it's a privilege. We live in a place where we can actually run for an office and try to make a difference. So, I'd ask, humbly that you give me your vote in November. And, I'm really excited about what this board's doing. And I think that, I just want to see it continue and see the things that we got going through. So, thank you guys for coming out, and appreciate your vote.
Okay.
Question for the chamber. Can we have a public service announcement? A public service announcement made from up here?
I'm sorry.
You always pick on me, Howard.
Jeff, Mr. Harding, please.
If you've not noticed, Howard always picks on me, and I'm going to jab at him a little bit before this is over with. But guys, everybody sitting up here is a good person. Everybody has an interest in the county. There's no doubt about that. And this is a thankless job. Anytime you run for political office, it's thankless. And first of all, let me say I'm not a politician. I don't like politics. I'm an average working stiff that shows up and goes to work every day, that cares about the community and wants to see the community grow. That's my reason for running for a third term. It's very simple. We're raising two girls. I want my daughters, your children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren to be able to come back here and live, work, play, and raise a family if they so choose, that they don't have to move away. My youngest son and my grandchildren in Las Vegas, Nevada. I get to see them in person about 10 to maybe 14 days a year, and that's terrible. This current board of commissioners has worked very hard. And Howard, I'm going to pick on you a little bit. I'm going to use your quote out of the Mitchell News Journal. At this time, I do not believe that the county commission has invested the time or the energy in planning for what the future holds. Well, if you folks have been listening tonight, you know we've worked very hard in planning. Steve said we'd put in 30 extra days or 30 meetings. Well, our meetings are about 3 hours, so that's 120 hours. Sometimes I've spent more time with these guys during the week than I've spent with my family at home after I leave work and go to these meetings. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time. Let me say we have a very strong county government. Our employees are top notch, and they're very hard workers. Our current county manager, Mr. Alan Cook, and former county manager, Tim Green, assisted us in helping these goals that we set get started and successfully move along. Let me flip my page here. I'm going to say that again that we've accomplished as a board a lot in a short period of time. Law enforcement center, recreation complex, promoting Mitchell County, new school. Do you realize within the next 2 years there'll be $60+ million worth of work going on in this county? $60+ million going on. Folks, we got a lot more work to do. What I'm going to ask you to do is go vote. You can vote for three. As a commissioner, I've listened to you folks. I've answered your questions. I've never lied to you. I'm a straight shooter, and I'm very blunt. So, and I think many of y'all know that. So please go vote in this election.
Thank you, sir. Okay, you can do your public service now.
Oh, I can do a public service? Well, I had a rebuttal first.
Okay.
But it's not a rebuttal. I hope, Jeff, I didn't hope, when I put that in the article in the paper, of course, you only saw mine because no one else submitted one. But
time him over there, Amanda.
But anyway, I wouldn't call anyone out. When I was talking on the planning part, I really think we do need a written plan that people can look at, that somebody can come in and look at. Get on, you know, Cassandra can get on social media and say, here's the plan, let's tear it apart. You know, that's fine. Now, my public service announcement, if I can do this, because the chamber even, I read something about it. November 3rd, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, which is new, well, in the last year, is new to Mitchell, Avery, Yancey County, is having a function at Spring Maid Mountain.
And I bought tickets.
The biggest sponsor in the county is sitting to my right. For that program, a golden sponsor. He wrote a big check. But if anyone would be interested in attending, the band's going to be?
The Jake Silver's Band.
Jake Silver's Band. There will be barbecue from Countryside Barbecue. There's going to be a silent auction. And we are making matches in Yancey and Mitchell County, and they're going to move into Avery. So I really hope that people can come and support this cause.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to all our candidates.